Let's turn to the funeral of Prince Philip, who'll be buried at Windsor Castle tomorrow. Buckingham Palace has outlined the shape of a ceremony that will be hit by COVID restrictions and overshadowed by the Prince's Andrew and Harry controversies. Enda Brady from Sky News has more. And let's talk first, Enda, about the fact that it's going to be such a different ceremony. Normally you'd have, you know, hundreds, up to 1,000 maybe, paying their respects. Tomorrow, yeah, only 30.
Good morning, Anya.
Good morning to you too.
So, yeah, I mean, this has been planned for decades. The guy who was actually in charge of the funeral planning for Philip retired last week, just a few days before his death, the Lord Chamberlain. So that'll give you an indication that the guy whose life work was planning this funeral has actually stepped down through old age. So it's extraordinary. It's a very, very different funeral. The rules here are that a maximum of 30 people can attend a funeral service because of COVID restrictions. The royal family are choosing to respect those rules. So traditionally, normally, had this happened without COVID, you're right, there would have been up to 1,000 people attending this. The Prime Minister is not even going. Boris Johnson giving his seat so that a member of the Windsor Mountbatten family, extended family, can go and pay their respects to Philip. So Boris Johnson will not be there.
And the row about uniforms has been another chapter in what's almost been... Because it's a family, it's a funeral, it's a state event, but it's also got a soap opera level, doesn't it, given the various controversies involving members of the royal family?
It has, and they've taken a decision that they were the men, so you will see Charles, predominantly Charles, Andrew, Harry and William, when I say the men, they will all be wearing formal suits, not military suits. And I think there was a realisation this week that out of everyone, because Harry had his royal titles and all his honorary military titles stripped away when he chose to leave the family just over a year ago. So he had a situation where he had served in Afghanistan, two tours of duty, a decade serving in the British Army. His military service far, far outweighed anything that Andrew or any of the others had done. You would have had a situation, because Harry no longer has those military titles, he wouldn't have been able to wear a military uniform, yet Charles and Andrew and William and Edward would have all been wearing military uniforms. And it just would have looked ridiculous, quite frankly. So they decided that none of them would wear military uniforms. They will all wear just suits.
And we will not see, I mean, Harry and William will be walking together, but they won't be walking shoulder to shoulder.
We're told they will walk separately. And I think everyone obviously will be watching for any nuance, any hint of reconciliation, a handshake, a hug, a hand on a shoulder, the kind of things you see at family funerals up and down the country every day of the week. I think the eyes will firmly be fixed. As much as this is a day where the country and the Commonwealth will get behind the Queen mm-hmm. and be thinking of her, I think royal observers will just be looking for any body language whatsoever between Harry and his brother. So, I mean, yes, you're right, a family funeral, but this is no ordinary funeral in no ordinary time.
And also, again, it'll get blanket coverage, but interesting this week, the news that the BBC had its highest ever level of complaints for clearing the schedules across the board when news of Prince Philip's death was announced last Friday.
Yeah, 100,000 complaints went into the broadcasting watchdog here, Ofcom. So the BBC wiped out all of its programming across all radio stations, and there are many, even the localised and the regional services. And then Friday night, I think a lot of people who had been out working and were aware that Philip had died because the news broke at midday or just around lunchtime mm-hmm. came home. And I think a lot of people were wanting to watch their favourite chat shows and game shows.
And MasterChef, the final, yes.
And the final of MasterChef. Yes. And then they suddenly find out that actually, you know, you have no choice here on the BBC because they've cleared all the schedules and every single channel was devoted to coverage of Philip. So 100,000 complaints went in. And I think some critics would have said, you know, there is a remote control available there.
All right, Enda Brady, Sky News. Thank you so much. It's